That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Wow. Gangrene, gonorrhea, staph, MRSA, hepatitis A, B, and C? It's amazing these two are even alive.
Beaters.
So if you've been watching the TV commercials, apparently everyone over the age of 60 has Hep C.
Hep C. Well, it's a baby boomer thing. Yeah. You got to get tested for if you're a baby boomer at all, no matter what part of that 35-year baby boomer generation is, you got to get tested for Hep C.
They all slept with Tommy Lee?
Apparently, yeah.
So, because you've had that for a while and not noticed?
I don't know. In fact, I just got a blood test for the physical that I get every year. Whoa. Did you fart, Greg?
Chair.
Okay.
Sure it was.
Yeah, sure it was.
It was Todd's coffee cup all the way.
Means you're healthy, man.
Yeah.
He did lean back and it was a chair. And, you go online nowadays to get your numbers. And they don't call you unless there's something wrong. So I'm checking out numbers, but thank God they give you like a range in the middle. They tell you where the numbers are.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I have no idea what I'm looking at. There's like eight different things there. But I just look for the normal range. And I'm in the normal range everywhere. But it did say I got to get tested for Hep C eventually because we are on the very, very tail end of that baby boomer generation. I mean, it's the generation that we're the lost generation, technically.
Yeah, we are.
Nobody really cares about us, you know, which is fine.
Yeah, so
I like being the lost generation.
Apparently, we're on the borderline of Hep C.
Yeah.
But all of us are going to get shingles.
Yeah, everybody in the world, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, even puss, yeah.
And usually Terry Bradshaw will drop by and tell
you
all about it.
Let me tell you about it. Let me tell you about it. Craig loves that commercial.
It's got something to do with chicken pox, doesn't it?
If you had...
If you've had the chicken pox, the virus is still in you.
Right.
And it could flare up again, except in a worse form. And then it makes you crabby and you bitch about coaches.
Guys that are actually pretty good.
Right. Yeah. You know, when he was ranting about Tomlin, he had another flare up.
Yeah, that's what he did. He's probably scratching at the same time.
He was in pain, so he had to hammer Tomlin. Of all guys, why'd he hammer that guy?
First of all, you're basically hammering the city that puts you on a pedestal.
Yeah.
And that's not cool either.
And a good coach.
I think it may be a different style of coaching that an old school player doesn't necessarily understand that a newer school player needs and does understand.
But he didn't like the old style coach either.
No.
There's a different reason to dislike that guy.
Because he was yelling at him, right?
Yeah.
I think you're right, Craig. I think it was more that, but he still picked up just a stupid thing.
That's
to say.
The wrong guy to go after.
Right.
Well, at the wrong time. They're winning and going to, they're on a good winning streak and hot.
Yeah. Right. Where does he stand in tenured coaches in the NFL? He's got to be with his team
10 years
almost
now.
As long as anybody.
10 years now
in the NFL.
Top five.
10 years now.
I think he's top.
And he's only 44.
No.
And I don't think he's like a coward burnout kind of guy. I think he'll be there for a while.
Who's been with their team longer?
There's Belichick.
Belichick. Okay.
I think Marvin Lewis with the Bengals. And then I think Sean Payton and Mike McCarthy with the Packers and the Saints both came in at the same time, like 1 year ahead of Tomlin.
Yeah. Right. And Tomlin's only 44.
He didn't even have to look that up.
And it really bothers me
too much,
when I see something like what Bradshaw said, and I want to hate the Steelers, and I have to say, no, that's not true. They're not like that.
Think about me, Craig. Think about me.
No.
If you think about me, you'll hate them again.
Well, see, and you.
Yeah, but he shouldn't take,
it was stupid.
He shouldn't take it out on Tomlin just because of you.
No.
It's because of stuff you do and say. Don't take that out on Mike Tomlin.
Yeah.
I do like Tomlin as a cool buffer. He is nobody hates Mike Tomlin. Maybe if you're a Raven fan, you might hate him or something like that. But even you're right. Nobody hates Mike Tomlin.
If they fired Tomlin tomorrow, the Ravens would be knocking on his door the next day.
Yeah.
I wish he'd coached the Vikings one time.
He did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they could have kept him.
He did. He was the defensive coordinator. Yep. And I don't know who the hell they hired. Yeah. Probably like Mike Tice or somebody
Same thing
like
with
that.
Bill Cowher was with the Chiefs. Bill Cowher's with the Chiefs. The Chiefs didn't hire him. He said, I'll go to the Steelers. Nick Allen, by the way. I'll remind Nick of that later on.
All the Viking coordinators end up getting better jobs.
Man, you can't have nothing.
Dungy was their defensive coordinator for a while.
You know, with the soul.
He didn't do anything.
Yeah.
And then went on to, I think he won a Super Bowl.
He did.
Oh, yeah, that.
I think he did with the Colts.
Man's in the hospital after trying to set himself on fire in front of the Trump International Hotel in D.C.
Well, is that a Muslim?
Was he a protester?
Yeah, he's just ticked.
All right. Yeah.
That's so old school.
It is old school.
That's old world. Yeah. That's third world protesting.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of effective. You do get the news on that one.
Sure.
You really hate the dude if you're going to do that.
And you get the third-degree burns or whatever the worst is.
That's a hard school. You know, I think I'd want to hang around if I hated him just to watch him fail.
Right.
As opposed to killing myself.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to see the downfall.
I hate him
so
much.
Two-year presidency.
I'm going to disfigure myself for life.
Or die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Disfigure at the least.
At the least.
Yeah, I don't understand those people. No. I understand wanting to protest, but...
Yeah,
setting yourself on fire, that's a little extreme.
Yeah.
It is rather...
Right.
I mean, it's right up there as far as protests go.
Yeah.
It's about the top.
Yeah. I can think of nothing that I am that passionate about that I would set myself on fire. In fact, I can't
think of anything
I'm that passionate about that I would get a tattoo.
or
an add-on.
Well, don't get whatever you do, don't tattoo a wedding ring on your finger.
That'd be foolish.
That'd be dumb.
Oh, you're fine now.
Although I saw a guy with one of those, it was the skinny version of the pitchfork, the Sun Devil pitchfork.
Yeah?
And it looked pretty minimalist. It looked pretty good.
The longer you go, Todd, without getting one, the less time you have it. So eventually, my wife wants me to get one, and I'm just lazy about it. We're in Vegas. Let's get a tattoo. I said, I don't want to sit around all weekend in Vegas with a sore arm.
Get it on your ass.
I whined about it. Well, I didn't give it on my ass. Yeah.
See, I think that's one of the things my wife likes about me, because I have no piercings, and I have no tattoos. And
That's not why she likes you.
Right,
that's not why she
piercing my ears, because I like to show off the bling every once in a while.
Yeah,
but
my ears have been pierced since the '80s. So, yeah, I mean it's been a long time.
I've just never gotten around to it.
Pierce your ear, get a Prince Albert, man. I'll watch that.
No, I have no desire whatsoever.
No,
that'd be different. That'd be different. Wife could put a chain on that, lead you around the house.
I had a question.
Maybe a lip ring
or an elephant at the defunct circus. Yeah. Well, a small elephant.
And I like it when the chicks put the little diamond stud in their nose.
My wife has that.
Above their nostril.
Yeah, my wife got that.
Now, I see some doing it on the right side and some doing it on the left side. And if you recall, back in the day, it was important which ear you had pierced, because one of them said you were gay and the other one said you were straight. So is there a difference of what nostril you get punched?
My wife has it on her...
Not for you. You're going to be gay no matter what.
Right. But for a chick, is it saying anything?
On the right side, yeah. I don't know. Beck, my wife's got it on. If you look at her, it'd be on her right side.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. Her right side. So it'll be my left side, her right side.
Right. I think my wife
has got that done. It doesn't bother me. I think it looks okay.
On the left. My daughter and my wife have it on the left side.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it makes any
difference. I don't think that means anything.
You're not saying anything. You're not making any sort of statement.
No, I think that was even lame back in the
80s.
You know?
Yeah.
He's got a right earring. He's gay. No, he's sucking face with a dude. He's gay. The right earring means he just likes earrings. That's what Puss told me.
Yeah, but that used to be a rule of thumb.
It was back in the day.
If I recall.
And then a lot of guys had them in their left ear, then eventually get double on the right ear, the right and left.
I don't know if there was any validity to it, but that was the rule of thumb.
Might have been some sort of like wearing a yellow handkerchief. at the leather bar, major in water sports.
Well, if you're at the leather bar,
well, still wears that.
And wearing a handkerchief, you might be gay.
If you're wearing it the accepted way.
Yeah, if you watch Cruising, at Al Pacino flick back in the day. But that was a leather bar.
George H.W. Bush, the nation's 41st president, is in the hospital.
92?
Yep.
Yep. He's in stable condition, not expected to be there for more than a couple of days.
This might cause his son to miss the inauguration, I heard, though.
Oh.
So you think
there's a reason.
Well, you're about family. That way, I mean, he's probably thinking, perfect timing, Dad. Thanks.
He's,
yes.
He's faking it?
No.
Show his son to not to go?
Yeah.
Just to help. His son doesn't want to be there. I know Clinton's going to be there.
Help out GW. Oh, Clinton is showing up. Huh?
Oh, yeah. Bill and Hillary are both be there.
That's great.
Mm-mm. Think if Hillary had won, Trump would show up?
No, I don't think you have to if you're the loser. The past presidents show up.
Yeah.
She's married.
Bill's plus one in this situation.
Oh, yeah. She's a plus one.
She's not the guy that the one that got beat. She's Bill's plus one.
Exactly. He's probably sitting at the desk. Hey, I got an invitation to this. You want to go?
No.
I'll write your name down, plus one.
Oh, can you imagine that conversation?
I heard Trump say it was 25, maybe 50 Democratic congressmen are not going to go. And I heard Trump on the way in this morning say something like, well, good, we need the seats. Hope we can get their tickets. No, you don't need the seats. You're lying. Not going to be that crowded. I mean, they're going to be 100,000 people there, but it's going to be one of the least. Plus, with rain that day, too, it's going to be pretty depressing.
Oh, people all around. Show just because it's the inauguration.
Oh, yeah.
May be one of the lesser attended.
Oh,
ones,
it's going to be. That's what they're saying.
Well,
I don't care who's
one of the other acts that is going to play is one that is hanging around there a lot. In general, the Beach Boys.
They're finally going to play?
Are they?
Which is funny because Reagan didn't want them to play. James Watt didn't want them to play it in 1980 at Reagan's inauguration because they were hippies. The Beach Boys.
Well, yeah.
A little too radical.
Yeah.
No, they're America's band.
They are.
And when you go on stage to introduce them, you're told to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Please welcome America's band, the Beach Boys.
A couple of them and a bunch of other young guys.
There might be three of them.
Yeah. There is three. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You're right. Three.
President-elect Trump is ripping the pre-inaugural polls that show him with low public approval ratings. He says that these polls are rigged.
Yeah, I love that.
Everything's rigged.
I'm just going to laugh. I got everything's rigged and faked. No, it's
conducted by the same people who did the phony election polls and were so wrong.
The polls are wrong everywhere.
Yeah. Well, they did kind of whiff on those polls.
Some of them, some states they did, yeah. They were still close. They were close.
Were they still within the margin of error?
They were. They really were.
Okay, then. Yeah. They didn't screw those up.
No, they really didn't. People think that. You thought that, certain counties, people showed up, they didn't think. But it was still close. Everywhere was close. I mean.
Right.
Yeah, but I don't think it helped matters when you got guys like.
No, he's full of crap. He's 40% approval rating. That's about right. Do you know most?
No, I'm talking about the 538. Who's that guy?
Phil Silver. Phil Silver.
Nate Silver. Phil Silver.
I'm listening to Phil Silver next.
Silver
time.
Guy.
Yes, that'd be much better.
Who kept telling at any point during the election when he was tracking it, I think the best chance that Trump had, according to him, was 31%, 32%. So he was way off the mark. And I think got people overconfident, and they said, screw it. Hillary's going to win anyway.
Oh, I swear that. Yeah, Nick Allen, by the way. I blame Nick Allen. He'll be here later on, by the way. No, it's 40%. That's about it. The independent numbers are dropping, which is, you voted for him and you're independent, and then you're thinking, well, he screwed up. Well, you knew that he was going to screw up already. I mean, you knew he was going to keep tweeting and
who didn't know that?
That's what I want to know, Craig, because I know that you don't lean as left as I do, and that's why I like talking to you about this. Because you just look at the facts. You go, who didn't know that he was just going to be a complete loose cannon?
Right.
And that's why his numbers are dropping, because people are anxious. They're afraid of what he's going to do next.
Calm down. It's all going to change over the weekend when he flips on the presidential switch.
Good.
That's my favorite part. And the mainstream media is great about that, too. They still keep talking like he's going to – he just has to be more presidential.
Yes, they assume it's coming.
And they were talking about every president from the time they get elected if they're a new president, until the transition takes place, the inauguration. Most of the presidents, besides getting their transition team, lay low and just plan for when they're in charge.
Yeah,
and he's the first one that just went and burned the house down the whole time. That's why his approval rating
It's called the transition period.
Right.
Yeah, where you adjust, make some changes a little bit.
His approval ratings are just horrible.
And they're coming in.
They're only going to get worse. Yeah.
Well, unless the economy gets good.
But the economy, see, that's the thing. They think the economy actually might, we might lose some jobs because 4.6 might be the lowest you ever get in this day and age.
We don't know that.
And lower than that, a lot of people don't want.
That's right.
Because you have to have someone to hire.
Right.
But deep down.
Believe me, I've been reading a lot of this stuff, Todd. 4.6, if it goes to 5, his approval ratings will drop even lower.
But I think that's the only thing really deep down that people care about is the economy. The world, otherwise the world could be crumbling around them. Mm-hmm. But if they're doing okay economically, yeah, the president's cool with me.
Yeah. Now, Donald Trump just does have some problems, apparently, and he's got to figure out what he's going to do with his 2 private jets and 3 helicopters. You got to feel for the guy.
He's not divesting from foreign places.
You got to feel for the guy.
Well, you just put him in the helicopter garage.
Well, he can't sell them because if he does, it'll look like he's profiting off the presidency.
I believe they call that a hangar.
He can't charter them out because it'll open the door to criticism that he's getting a premium because he's the president of the United States.
I just pulled a Tyler toast machine.
He doesn't let the kids use the planes. They fly commercial. Or if they choose private, it's on their own dime. Putting aircraft in storage poses other problems. They need to be maintained. That's a complicated and expensive process requiring pilots and mechanics.
I understand that helicopters are kind of high maintenance. Why didn't he let his kids fly the private aircraft?
Oh, look at them.
Look at them. Little American psychos.
Donate them. Donate them to some cause that needs some hospital that needs a helicopter.
Yeah. Helicopters for the homeless.
Or, give them to the Red Cross or some organization saves people.
He's not a charitable man. That's fact.
Oh, no, I know.
That's a fact.
I know.
He's not a charitable man.
Well, sell them.
We
can't sell them.
But that might be your only way out of this. Donate them. Write them off.
It's not in his nature, man. He's going to give him the Putin. Gonna give him the Putin. You can have him.
Is a remake?
No, unnecessary.
I think so too.
But they're all unnecessary,
whatever
as far
it is,
as I'm
it's
concerned.
It's gonna be bad.
White Man Can't Jump.
Yeah.
Oh man,
really?
Yeah.
Come on. That movie was great the first time. Don't mess with it.
Yeah, I don't know how.
Well, that's why you mess with them.
Yeah.
You could probably
what's the point of a remake unless it was good the first time.
Blake Griffin's behind producing it. He's not going to act in it, obviously.
Right. The only way
because you wouldn't know who Blake Griffin would play.
You could have improved.
He could play either side.
He could be, yeah.
And I guess maybe
he's a black guy with freckles.
Character might have been necessary, but you could have gotten rid of Rosie Perez.
She was hot in the movie,
though. For my money.
No, she was hot in that movie. Her cans were hanging out.
I guess so.
Yeah, but she talked too much.
But she was ghetto, and that's what that was perfect for that movie.
Oh yeah, she played the kid, but she was an annoying character. Yeah. I'm with Todd.
Yeah, who's all in this? Do you have the cast?
I think you bring back the original guys, just have them as old guys hustling old dudes.
Snipes needs the money.
Snipes needs the cash, right?
Woody's doing okay. But I mean, this could be worse than the Point Break remake,
which is bad. I tried to watch some of that.
I wanted to like it.
It was just too meh. I didn't like either character.
No.
You had no like for
I wanted
one.
To like it, and I just went, eh.
Yeah, because in the original Point Break, the bad guy is Patrick Swayze, but you like him.
Sure.
You like him. The bad guy in the new one is not, he's not likable at all.
No.
Yeah, you're right. Patrick Swayze was, even though he was a bad guy.
You loved him.
A sympathetic character.
Right, yeah.
As was Johnny Utah.
Right.
You kind of liked them both.
They modernized it. I get it. It was pretty flashy looking, but it didn't have any heart.
Well,
It
was the Fast and Furious version of
exactly
Point Break.
Right. Let's get in all the extreme sports we possibly can.
Yeah.
This doesn't surprise me, though. White Man Can't Jump. What's 94, 93?
Yes.
Okay. Or when is that? That's about right? 91?
92.
92,
yeah,
got it.
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me. They make movies, a lot sooner than that half the time.
You can put a cat in an oven, but that don't make it a biscuit.
Damn right, whatever that means.
Yeah, apparently that was in the movie.
My shiny bedazzled anus.
Thought that came from Arkansas.
What was the other one yesterday? Oh, shave my head and take me to Men's Warehouse.
Well, who doesn't want that?
I love that one. We had a guy email us yesterday. He said, we did that bit, and he was howling, and he actually got an email from Men's Warehouse like an hour later. So he's just freaking out about it. No, you know, whatever. Just it'll get made, believe me.
Man,
nothing doing Hollywood.
Man, you can listen to Drake, but you can't hear Drake.
Oh, yeah, it'll probably be Drake.
You know?
Yeah.
They'd have to modernize that line.
It'll be horrible.
Yeah, for sure. A new study suggests that many adults diagnosed with asthma might not actually have asthma. Canadian researchers studied over 600 adults diagnosed with asthma and found that a third of them did not actually have asthma. The lead researcher said in most cases, it's not clear if the patients were misdiagnosed or if their symptoms went into remission. He did say, however, that many patients were told they had asthma without any real testing. They just kind of figured, oh.
I know you can get it when you're older. My son had it when he was a baby, and up until he was like two or three, and then he grew out of it.
That's nice.
You can grow out of it, yeah, which was good for him.
I've read studies that say, if you smoke a lot of marijuana.
I've heard you guys do.
It can bring on asthma.
Okay, well, you're a test case.
And allergies, too.
And, of course, some people will tell you that they've got just the right strain of marijuana to cure your asthma.
Sure.
PD Mac might be more of a test case than
you guys. That's the best thing
about
marijuana.
Yeah.
There's always some other marijuana to counteract that.
Apparently. That's what we keep hearing.
That's right. The miracle drug.
Yeah.
Whatever gets you to sleep at night, guys.
Marijuana.
Okay, but even we find that odd.
It is odd, but it's true.
And we know it can't all be true.
What's the cure for this bad marijuana? This marijuana.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I actually think PD might be more of a test case than you guys eventually. Right. I don't know, though. You guys smoked a lot of weed, man.
Yeah. I think if you observed our behavior of late, we've really cut down.
Yeah, well, PD hasn't.
Edibles.
Yeah. PD hasn't.
Well, he probably has.
Yeah.
No.
I think deep down
that
edibles are better for you.
Absolutely.
Oh, because there's no smoke.
There's no
smoke. Yeah, of course they're better for you.
No, that's what I'm saying. I think that's a better avenue.
Oh, much better.
If you still want to get high.
In this state. Eventually it'll be legal. You'll be able to get some.
No, not here.
No. I mean, you know, there's no weed in Nebraska at all right now anyway.
Not in this
our
state.
Governor says no. Even to sick kids, he says no. Because he's a douchebag. I saw that douche on TV last night. You know, he's a douchebag. Nationally known douchebag, too, by the way. John Oliver, Bill Maher.
Oh, I told you he was on the Weather Channel talking about the weather the other day.
Oh, Ricketts?
Yeah. And even the...
In Chicago, though? Because all he cares about is Chicago.
I think he was in the capital city talking to him. And when he hung up, even the Weather Channel anchor said, that guy's kind of a dude.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.